Hello again, and welcome to the show.
What's so funny?
What's so funny?
Today's International Joke Day.
Today is International Joke Day.
You're joking, right? You're joking.
You're joking.
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's kind of the point.
That's kind of the whole point.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Happy International Joke Day.
Happy International Joke Day.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a joke. Let it go. He can't joke anymore. There should be no National Joke Day. He can't joke about anything anymore. You can't joke about people's ethnicity. You can't joke about people's weight. You can't joke about people's jobs, whatever. This country has lost its sense of humor. I miss the greats. I miss George Carlin, who was actually not joking. He was telling us the truth of what was actually happening. I miss Joan Rivers. I miss the greats, the ones who would tell it like it is. And for all these snowflakes, if they complained, you know, they never complained about them. Because they knew that they wouldn't get away with it. Because they'd look at him and say, could you imagine some of these snowflakes actually going up to Andrew Dice Clay and trying to cancel him? Oh, the good old days. I know we make fun of the 80s, but I miss the 80s. We had great comedians. The hairstyles and the clothes, maybe not so. But we had good times. We had great, fun music. Not all this bitches and hoes stuff. But you can't go back. You just keep moving forward and find your voice. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. So, have a question for you. And, you know, so somebody's already complaining about the way the question of the day is worded. But I'm not going to change it. It, you know, it is what it is. Give a little due respect here. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Was transgender Cataluna Enriquez truly the best contestant? And actually, I do need to change this because I was corrected yesterday, but the show was already over by the time I got the message. She did not win Miss Nevada. She is not Miss Nevada. She is Miss Nevada USA, and that is a completely different pageant. So, if you are with Miss Nevada pageant, I would like to know, do you allow transgender people to participate in your pageant? Just curious. So, we will get that changed as soon as possible. My IT guy is out right now. But was transgender Cataluna Enriquez truly the best contestant to win Miss Nevada USA? Or is her win just pandering or virtue signaling? Somebody didn't like the term that I was using her. But you know what? She sees herself as a her, so call her her. Yesterday's poll question. Which political party is behind defunding the police? Because Jen Psaki and the Democrats are adamant that it is the Republicans. And obviously we have a few Democrats out there listening because 5% of the poll said, yes, it's the Republicans. Now, do they really believe you are that stupid? That we are that stupid? Oh my gosh. Wow. Remember, that's why our symbol is the elephant. You know, the memory of an elephant. Yeah. Now, you can't pull that one over on us. And I have to thank Mary for sending me this. It's the full clip of the viral video that's going around from Mr. Simon at the school board. Talking about fascism. Oh, I wasn't going to play it, but it is just too good, because I can't imagine anybody. Well, yeah, I could imagine. I could imagine a few of our Nevadans going to the Washoe County School Board and doing this, but he just said it perfectly. Because somebody asked me, you know, can we go and protest at school board trustees' homes? I said, you know what? I hate that. I don't like that. Keep your business where your business is kept. And that's at the board meetings. Stay away from people's homes. That's just not right. Unless you're the governor. Then you can take it to the governor's mansion. Because you know what? The governor's mansion is our house. We own it. We are allowing the governor the privilege to live there. So, you want to protest in front of the governor's mansion? I have no problem with that. In front of a personal residence where their neighbors are, and, you know, their neighbors know who they are. Let's not be that way. Let's take it to the streets. Let's take it to the schools. We'll take it to the school board meetings. Just my thought there. But I love this. I could listen to it over and over and over again.
Now, you snowflakes apparently have a bigger problem with public comment. It seems to me that you think you can supersede the United States Constitution. Well, I've got news for you, school board president Benito Mussolini. Your power does not supersede that of the U.S. Constitution and
Angela
the First
Taylor?
Amendment rights of the citizens of this great nation. Let's be very, very clear who has the power.
Mr.
It is
Campbell,
not government policy.
You,
do not
you,
warn me or do
warn
not
you
interrupt
this
my time.
That if you
interrupt my time,
personal insults
do not
like that
interrupt
again,
my
or
time.
If you personally direct your comments, you will
Let
be asked
be very
to
clear.
Step away from
I'm,
the podium.
I'm going to
I am
quote to you,
to make your comments,
I'm
but
quoting,
do not
just
do
a minute.
Name
do not talk
like
over me.
Just did.
This is my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan. This is constitutional case law in this country, and I'm quoting you from the U.S. Supreme Court. The judges wrote that this nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited,
yep,
robust, and wide open,
yep,
and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials.
Yep.
That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. And I will caution you, Solicitor. There is a video camera to my left. If you edit this tape, then you're going to have a big legal problem on your hands, because my right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. There are emails, public record emails, in which the director of equity is lobbying and advocating for public comment to be censored in this school district. And you know what? lobbying for it, advocating for it. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution for her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship. I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Charissa Gibson with immediate effect.
Wow, you could just put, you could put Kristen McNeil in there and just, you know, just use all the names. It's going on around the country. I hate to say that Washoe County School District Board of, you know, trustees meetings, not special. It's going on around the country. People are waking up. Parents are getting involved. And it is the most beautiful sight. So for, you know, for Dr. Angie Taylor and for Kristen McNeil, Dr. Kristen McNeil, the superintendent, Dr. Angie Taylor. You know what? The school board meetings, they haven't even come close to being like this. But that's a little heads up for you. The constitutional law, the Supreme Court decisions. That's not just a wake-up call for the Board of Trustees. That's also a wake-up call for the City Council, for the Washoe County Commissioners. In every single community in Nevada. I'll make sure that that's posted on my webpage, which, by the way, I did update last night with a lot of different stories. So you can go to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Just click on the schedule, click on my picture, and they'll take you right to my page for pretty much some of the stories. That there are a few stories that I do that if you hear about and you don't see them there, you can go to either Blaze Media or, oh, what's the other one? Gateway Pundit or Conservative. I'll have to look up that one. Because they don't let me put the links on my page. It sucks. Because I find those really good news sources. But there you go. If you're looking for something, gatewaypundit.com, blazemedia.com, and the other one I forget. I always get so frustrated because I go and I copy and I paste and that thing comes up and it's like, argh! I can't share this one. But all the other stuff is on there. And I'll make sure that this is on there because I love this guy. Simon Campbell. Speaking out in Pennsylvania. Pennsbury, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I know there's discussion of cloning. I would definitely clone him.
Hi, and welcome to July, the seventh month in the Gregorian calendar, known for the 4th of July and the birth date of America's sweetheart, Lindsay Lohan. But did you also know that July is National Anti-Boredom Month, National Women's Motorcycle Month, National Ice Cream Month, National Lasagna Month, National Picnic Month, National Recreation and Parks Month, National Bison Month, National Black Family Month, National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, UV Safety Month, and National Eye Injury Awareness Month? So, this July, avoid the tedium of day-to-day life and get on your old lady's hog with Ben and Jerry and Chef Boyardee with a pack of ballparks and have lunch at Yellowstone and watch the Buffaloes run with the Huxtables, but not before you find Bill Cosby and say, "You crazy!" Oh, and make sure you wear your sunblock and always wear goggles. You see, July is much more than fireworks and Old Glory. Welcome to July.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. Oh, what a beautiful day. And then starts off good in the morning. And then when we get into the evening, oh my goodness, these thunderstorms rolling through. Please be careful out on the roads because just Even a little bit of water seems to be turning people into crazy drivers. But that dry lightning is what we really need to be watching out for and prepared for. Again, today's poll question, being changed as we speak, because there is a difference between Miss Nevada and Miss Nevada USA. So that is being changed. And I read that wrong yesterday, or I was paraphrasing and I forgot to put the term USA in there. And it's important because when you have two different organizations, those different organizations have different policies. They have different, people, different things. So was transgender Cataluna Enriquez truly the best contestant to win Miss Nevada USA? Or is her win just pandering and virtue signaling? I don't know. I want to know what you think. Because it's more than just that. This is going on all across the country. You are seeing more and more states that are banning transgender students from participating in the sports or, you know, that they want to participate in. Courts and cities and counties and states are protecting biological women's sports. I asked a poll question a while ago. It's been a long time. It's been months. Should we do that here in Nevada? And the overwhelming response up into the 90s was, yes, we should have that here as well. People go on about how that's horrible. You're trampling on these people's rights. And no. Why is it that people always come up, you're trampling on my rights, or, you know, I'm trampling on their rights, and yet they couldn't care less about my rights? You see how that works? All rights have to be protected. And that includes the rights of these young, biological women, whether they be in high school or in college or in the Olympics. You know, what about their rights? Because whether you want to believe it or not, there are a hell of a lot more of them than there are of the transgender community. Now, that doesn't make it right to make the assumption of trampling on transgender rights. So, what do you do? You start up a different field of sports. Sorry, I spent the whole night talking last night at the Mount Rose Republican Women's monthly dinner. Oh, we had a great speaker. We had Sean Meehan with us talking about rights, talking about the Constitution, talking about the Federalist Papers. And as we talk about rights and things like that, I brought up the fact of, you know, how many people have read the Constitution? Everybody raised their hands. How many people have read their Bill of Rights? Everybody raised their hands. And then I asked, how many people read the Federalist Papers? And then Sean reminded us, you know, there are the Anti-Federalist Papers as well. How many people have read those? Only about a third of the room raised their hands. So I urge you, as we come upon this Independence Day, to read these things. Don't wait for others to tell you what is in them. Read them for yourself. Read it for yourself. And remember, The 4th of July is just a date. What we are celebrating is Independence Day.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday to you. This week is just flying by, so, well, make sure you enjoy every second of it. Oh, my gosh. So many cool things going on around the country that we need to bring here. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Get to the poll question in just a second. This coming in from Breitbart News today. Kansas. Kansas has got it going on. Because you know what? Everybody needs the right to protect themselves. Especially in the society that we live in today. Our rights are more important than ever, especially the Second Amendment. I know, get to it. Kansas, the minimum age for carrying a handgun concealed for self-defense in Kansas has now dropped to 18 years of age. Happened today, July 1st. Wow. If you want to read that article for yourself, it's at Breitbart.com. Kansas minimum age for concealed carry drops to 18. We ask 18-year-olds to pick up a gun and go to battle. Swear an oath to the Constitution. Swear an oath. Go off into foreign lands with all kinds of armament. But in this country, they can't protect themselves if they're just an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old. So I think Kansas, thank you. Send out a big thank you to the people of Kansas for showing other states the way. If you can vote, if you can go off to war, if you have enough sensibility to take a test and drive a car, which is also a deadly weapon, could be considered an assault weapon, depending on how you use it. I'm mocking people there. This is pretty important. 18-year-olds should have the right to protect themselves. Hell, in this state, they can't even have tasers. The non-lethal form of protection. You let a 15-year-old carry around a taser to protect themselves, and that's illegal. That is just incredible. You know what's even more incredible? I get a lot of texts, a lot of emails that say, Monica, doesn't matter if you're running, doesn't matter who's running. We are not going to have a fraud-free election if we still have Dominion machines. If nothing changes between now and the primary, nothing's going to change. We're going to have fraudulent votes. Well, why would you think that? Well, you could look over to conservativedailypost.com, which is the one I was trying to think of earlier, and see that the New York mayor race devolves into chaos as 135,000 accidental votes are counted. What? What the hell is an accidental vote? Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to vote. I didn't. Yeah. So they're doing it again. Trying to steal an election. Because from the people that, from the friends that I have on Facebook, from the friends that I have on Twitter and Telegram and all the other different sources, you know what? There are a hell of a lot more conservatives in New York City now than people think. 884-9910. It's the talk and text line. Let's check in with Christy Scott this morning. I probably said something that was wrong, so Christy's calling to make sure that I correct myself. Christy, thanks for calling in today. What's on your mind?
No, it's not something that you said that was incorrect. But in Nevada, we do recognize that people serve in the military under the age of 21, so they can get a CCW in Nevada under 21 if they are in the military.
But why should that make a difference, Christy? I mean,
it shouldn't.
Thank you.
It shouldn't. Exactly. And I'm so thrilled that Kansas and Texas and some of these other states are waking up and they're not messing with our gun rights anymore in those states. Oh, I'm so fired up on all this stuff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm very proud because, you know, when you live in a state that bans teenagers from even having a taser to protect themselves, you know,
yep.
The non-lethal that the cops have to carry, it really boggles
yep.
the mind. And then you have states like Kansas and Texas that say, hey, 18 years old, you can drive a car. You're an adult. Exactly. And you should be able to take the training like everybody else.
Exactly. And do we have different levels of being adults? Is that the thing? Because at 18, here's the thing that drives me nuts. At 18, you can possess a firearm, a handgun, but you can't buy it till you're 21. Oh, how stupid is that?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for letting me blast off a little bit this lovely morning.
You know, we all have to blast off a bit, or we can't keep it pent up inside
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Thanks.
Love you, girl.
Love
Talk
you,
soon.
Too, Christy. Bye. Thanks for calling. Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't know if there are different levels of, you know, being an 18-year-old, but I do know that there are different levels of maturity, because I know for being 54, I am really not, at times, I'm not all that mature. But you have to be a great friend and be in private for me to really cut loose. Because you just can't be yourself around people anymore. I am, but people don't like that. I say too bad, but you know, it's sad that people don't feel like they can be themselves anymore. I like to be immature. There's just something funny about silly jokes and being able to laugh and sarcasm. But we can't do that anymore, because you might offend one person out of 100,000. And then cancel culture comes after you. I just think it's... Are people catching the irony in this, that the left can't be offended in any way? The snowflakes out there can't be offended in any way, yet Gwen Berry can disrespect this country which actually she wasn't doing 3 years, three and a half years ago when she was parading around and having pictures taken with the American flag. Yeah. It's called infiltration. But when it comes to me, a conservative, being offended, yeah, the left doesn't care about that. They don't care if you're offended. You just can't offend them. That's why the only way that we are going to stop cancel culture is to stop giving in to cancel culture. And Bill Maher, who, you know, I used to think that he was really funny, and I guess it's my own, you know, my own prejudice, because then he turned political and I figured out that he was a lefty and, you know, as so many turn out to be. I find him funny, but now I find him and his reactions to the left and to the snowflakes really hitting spot on. You know, I'm still not going to watch his show, but if somebody sends me something and say, hey, take a look at this, I'm going to take a look at it. And in case you haven't heard it or seen it, I'm going to share it with you.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm trying to get to that Bill Maher thing, but oh my gosh, I don't know about you, but my computer today is just, I've rebooted it, I've restarted it, whatever you want to call it, and it is just not doing anything today. I cannot get it to function. I mean, I know how I feel sometimes when I don't want to function, but I need my computer. This is sucking. I need my computer. Hey, Sheriff Lombardo in town yesterday. He had a great event with the Carson City Republicans. About 75 people showed up to the event. Some press there, too. And, wow. They say he did great, saying all the right things, people asking questions. That's what you always have to watch out for, though, people saying the right things. But then we had a surprise at the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club last night as we were having our monthly meeting over at Paisan's Old World Catering. Just love those guys. My favorite, we had veggie lasagna last night, but also steak and chicken and other wonderful things. But I tell you, Sheriff Lombardo showed up there as well. Yeah. Didn't get a chance to ask him any questions, but it is so nice when you're attending these meetings because he talked to just about everybody in the crowd. He showed up early, about 5 o'clock. Our meetings don't start until 6, but he showed up around 5 and shook hands and talked to everybody. But you know what? So did a lot of other people. Christopher Dare came and joined us from the Sparks City Council. He's running for Secretary of State. We had Captain Sam Brown was there. Yeah, Sam taking on Catherine Cortez Masto. We had Dr. Fred Simon running for governor. The great state of Nevada. He was there. Tom Heck, also running for governor. He was there, shaking hands, talking to people. This is what you need to do. Oh, and by the way, I keep forgetting to mention, I was there. Running for Nevada State Senate, District 16. So if you live in South Reno, Carson City, I would be representing you in the Senate if you're interested in that. But all of these candidates just showing up. And I think that is absolutely awesome. We're actually going to start our candidate nights here pretty soon where everybody can just come and ask questions. But that's the thing. I am so proud of all of these candidates getting the word out now, getting out into the public, going to these events and talking to people. Because nothing is more infuriating than people waiting until the last day of filing to either make a decision. No, it's not that. They know they're going to run. What they're doing is they're waiting until the last possible minute so the research on them can't start. Because as soon as you announce your candidacy, that's when the opposition goes to work. They start going through your social media. They start going through your podcasts. If you have a podcast, they start going through anything and everything that you have ever said in public to try and come up with the worst possible things that they can twist against you. And it's not about issues anymore. It's not about talking about things that matter the most to people. What you're going to do with the school board, what you're going to do with, you know, taxes, what bills are you going to try to repeal? Because remember, even for me, it doesn't matter what you say, because once you get in to that legislative room, once you get into that school board meeting, once you get into any position, you still have to work with other people. And if nobody else is on your page, then you're not going to get a whole lot of stuff done. But see, then that's the nice thing, though. Because with social media now, with everything else that we have going on, just like Annie Black did, just like we saw all the others of her party who didn't support her, who didn't have a backbone, who didn't stand up for you, it's obvious now. Because that's what my opponent didn't do. Didn't stand up for you when you needed it the most. And just in case you may have forgotten, we're still under emergency directives. Those were never lifted. Even though people are opening up and, you know, shutting back down because now there's the Delta variant, which is just, guess what, coming into flu season. Kind of warned you about this a year and a half ago. This isn't going to be over. It's not going to be over anytime soon. And for all those people out there who are just clamoring for that shot, guess what? 1,000s and 1,000s and 1,000s of people have been hospitalized with COVID. Why do I bring this up? Because they supposedly have been fully vaccinated. So what does that tell you? Vaccine's not going to keep you from getting COVID. Even Fauci himself. You're still going to have to wear the mask. Still going to have to social distance, still going to have to quarantine. So then why are people taking that shot if it's not going to protect you? Just curious. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's the curiosity that keeps me going. And you. We'll be back right after this Fox News update.